The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 2 through 4, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 14th, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
So I shall try to speak on some of the preliminary important shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, how Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva under the instruction of Sri Narada Muni. So the description was given by Śrīta Gosvāmī in a very big meeting at Naimisharanya thousands of years ago. And Śrīta Gosvāmī is describing how Śrīmad Bhāgavatam was compiled. Śrī Śrīta Uvāca Brahmanadyāṁ Sarasvatyāṁ āśrama paschime tate sammāprāśa iti prokta rishināṁ saptravardhana. There is a place, sammāprāśa, above Haridwar. There, Vyasadeva Ashram was situated on the river Brahmanadi, Saraswati, on the east, western side, paschime tate, Rishinam Satravardhana. There all the great sages and saintly persons used to perform sacrifice. Tasmin Ashrame, Tasmin Sahasrame Vyasa, Badari Sanda Mandike. The ashram was surrounded by berry trees, badari, sanda, sanda means trees. Asina upaspriśya panidaghu manatrayam. So in that ashrama, formerly big saintly persons, they used to live in forest ashram. Now, they have to come far away from ashram to South Africa because people have forgotten. Formerly, big persons, they used to visit the ashram, but nowadays, people are not interested, anartha. They are captivated by the material, external energy. It is said that not only now, formerly also, but formerly the number of people who are not interested were very, very small. At the present moment, the number of interested people are very, very small. That is the Kali Yuga. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inaugurated this Krishna consciousness movement that people in this age are no more interested in their value of life. They are in darkness. Therefore, Vaishnava, under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should go door to door, country to country, town to town, and preach Krishna consciousness for their benefit. He said পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নগরাদি গ্রাম, সর্বত্র প্রচার হই মর্ণ। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডিজায়ার দ্যাট অন দি সার্ফেস অফ দি গ্লোব অ্যাজ মেনি টাউন্স অ্যান্ড ভিলেজেস আর দেয়ার দি কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট শুড বি স্প্রেড অ্যান্ড এভরি ওয়ান ইন্ডিয়ান স্পেশালি was advised to take up this mission and preach. He said, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. Paropokar means to do well to others. This is India's mission. India's mission is to elevate outside Indians, because outside India people are interested only how to make money and live materially comfortably. They do not know anything more than that. This is anartha. This is anartha. People have become interested only in bodily comforts. They do not know that we are not this body, we are spirit soul, and we have got different interest of the spirit soul than the bodily interest. The bodily interest is there, even in cats and dogs. They also take care of the body as much as possible by them. Similarly, if we simply take care of the body and do not take care of myself, what I am, what is my necessity, then it is suicidal. That is going on all over the world. People are interested only in bodily comforts. They do not know that within this body there is spirit soul, and he has got a different type of business or mission that we have forgotten. Therefore, Vyasadeva has given us this literature. The history of this literature is being described. তসমিন আশ্রমে ব্যাস বদরী ষণ্ডমণ্ডিতে আসীন অপ উপস্পৃশ্য প্রণীদ্ধ মনঃস্বয়ম। নাও নারদ মুনি ইনস্ট্রাক্টেড হে, নারদ মুনি ব্যাসদেব ইজ গুরু, সো ব্যাসদেব প্রেজেন্টেড বিফোর নারদ মুনি দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ রিটেন সো মেনি বুক, Mahabharata, Purana, Vedanta Sutra, and Upanishad, and so many things, but I am not feeling very much happy. So, Narada Muni instructed him that you have done so many things, that is all right, but you have not described very elaborately about the activities of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you are unhappy. So I advise you that you take up this business in writing, then you will feel happy. So under his instruction, he sat for meditation. He says, which is there, Asina apah usaspisya. Before meditation, this is the process you take. Water, Atman, Namo Apovitra Pavitra Vasarvava Sangatu Viva, Jasmari, Pandarika, Khamsa, Vaya, Bhantram, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. Three times you have to take water and taste it. That is called upaspṛśya. So he did it. Āśina apa upaspṛśya pṛṇidaddho mana. Then he began to concentrate his mind. Meditation. So that is called yoga. This meditation means bhakti yoga. Meditation, that is the real meaning. Nowadays meditation has become a fashion, but meditation is described in the Vedic literature. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa pashyantiyam yogi. The yogis, they meditate. Dhyanavasthita. Dhyanavasthita tadgatena manasa. The mind becomes fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Tadgatena. That means transcendental absolute truth. Om Tatsa. So, tadgatena manasa, mind being, our mind is very restless. So, it is very difficult. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna instructed Arjuna to concentrate his mind, meditate upon super soul, so Arjuna frankly admitted that it was not possible for him. He said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, you are advising, that is nice, but it is not possible for me. Chanchala hi mana Krishna pramathi valabhadram. Mind is so restless, just like wind blowing. So, to capture the mind, to make him pacify, it is a very difficult job. I don't think I shall be able to do it." Arjuna refused. But Arjuna was a great devotee. Therefore, Krishna encouraged him. Arjuna did not know anything except Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. Then he encouraged him. "Then, my dear Arjuna, for you, you are the best yogi." Why? He described, "Yogi Ramati Sarvesham Madhugata Antaratmana Sadhyavan Bhajati Juma Samay Yuttatam." He's first class yogi. Who? "Yogi Ramati Sarvesham Madhugata." Simply thinking of Krishna. Madhugata. Antaratmana, within the core of heart. Always thinking of Krishna. Yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yoma. So we are teaching this. Krishna consciousness movement means we are teaching our disciples how to think of Krishna 24 hours. This is Krishna. And the simple method is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Dham Dham. So our, this is the process. We have got this big bag, and within this bag there is a bee, and we chant, each, we capture each bee and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. One beat equal to 16 times. So, the whole beat chain, there is 108. So, one round means about 1700. In this way, our these disciples are advised to chant at least 16 rounds. This is our daily duty. It takes about 2 hours. And after that, we are engaged in so many other businesses. Somebody taking or printing books, somebody is going to sell books, somebody is collecting subscription, somebody is cooking for the temple duty, Krishna. So, in this way, our inmates or our members are always engaged. Kirtaniya sadahari. This is the commendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other, be engaged 24 hours in Krishna consciousness, then your life is successful. So, Krishna advised, Yoginamati Sarvesa Madhgata Antaratmana. So here, Vyasadeva sat in his ashram and began to meditate, means he was thinking of Krishna. Here it is said, bhakti-yogena manasi sammat pranihite amale apasat purusam purna mayansa sadapasraya. So, if we meditate in bhakti-yoga, that is bhakti-yoga, as Krishna advised, that yoginamati sarvesam madgata antaratma suddhyavan is faith and love. If one thinks of Krishna, bhakti-yoga, then everything is revealed. Divinity. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Ten satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamam abhijanti. Krishna said, anyone who is engaged, satatam. Satatam means 24 hours. He has no other thinking except Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padarvinda. This is spoken about Maharaj Amburish, who was the emperor of the whole world. He was doing his duty as a responsible king. But still, Savai mana Krishna padarvinda, he fixed his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bachansi vaikuntha gunanuvarnam. And when he used to speak, he used to speak about Krishna. Bachans vaikuntha gunan. When he was to walk, he used to go to the temple. When he was to hear something, he was hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When he was to smell something, he was smelling the flowers offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. When he was eating, he was tasting the Krishna prasadam, the food star, first offered to Krishna. So we can engage our senses in that way. Such an example by Amburish Maharaj. How to utilize our senses for Krishna consciousness? That is bhakti. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richard. Bhakti means when you engage your senses for the service of the Lord. Just like example said by Maharaja Amburish. This example is there because who can be more busy than a responsible king? He has to do so many political affairs. And still, his mind was fixed up. Sabai mana Krishna padara. In Krishna, pāpat. This is the path. So here also, Vyasadeva, he applied meditation in bhakti yoga. Yoga means bhakti. There are different yogas. Hatha yoga, Gyana yoga, Tapa yoga. Many. But the ultimate goal of this yoga means connection. Connection with the Lord. So, ultimately you have to come to the stage of bhakti yoga. So here Vyasadeva, bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihite amale. The mind became completely purified. Amale. Mala means dirty things. And amala means no dirty things. A means not. So, mind became completely purified by bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga meditation, the mind became cleansed. That is required. Our mission of human life is to how to cleanse the mind. Mind is not clean. Sinnatāṁ sakatā krishna pinnat sabana kītana riddhantasya avadrāni. Avadrāni, inauspicious things. Avadrāni. Bhadra means very good, auspicious. And avadra means inauspicious. So, in our condition state of life, our mind is full with inauspicious things. That is due to rajogun and tamogun. So, if we think of Krishna meditation, then this rajo-tamogun becomes cleansed. Nastaprayesu avadresu. Avadra is this rajo-tamogun. So, if we think of Krishna, then gradually, cetadarpanamarjanam, the mirror of our heart becomes cleansed. The raja, raja means dust, and tama means darkness. Due to dark, dust, suppose you have to see one mirror. If it is covered with dust, you cannot see. So raja means the dust, and cannot see, it is darkness, that is tama. So bhakti yoga, you can see within the mind clearly everything. So here, bhakti yogena manasi sammak pranihite amale. Amale means became completely clean. So what did you see? When the mind became clean, apasya he could see. Apasya purusham purnam. Purusham purnam. Purusham person. And purnam, complete. We are also person, every individual being, but we are not purnam. We are apurnam. The purnam is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete. Complete with everything. That is purnam. We are trying to be purnam, but it is not possible. We can be purified, but because we are very small particle. Mamaivansam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that we living entities, we are small particles. Just like the fire and the spark. The spark is also fire, but very small particle. Similarly, we are also fire, and as good as God in quality, just like the spark and the big fire. But the spark is very small. It can burn a small portion. Suppose a spark falls on your cloth, a spot can burn. But big fire can burn. That is the distinction between God and us. We are also God, but we are not purnam God. That is Krishna. Ishara parama Krishna. Krishna stu bhagavan sayam. So, Vyasadeva, he is also a living entity, although he is empowered. The apasat purusam purna. He saw the Supreme Personality of God. And mayāncha tad apāsrayām. And the backside is māyā. Māyā means the external energy. Just like if you stand facing the sun, the backside of your, there is a big shadow. That is māyā. So both things are there. the Purusham, the Krishna, and the Mayas, both things he saw. But he is not affected by Maya. This is the special significance of Krishna. All the Maya is there, he said. Maya is there, but Krishna is not influenced by Maya, but he is controller of Maya. Therefore he is described Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara means control. We are controlled by Maya, but Krishna is the controller of Maya. That is the difference. We are not controller, we are control. In the next verse, it is described that, oh, jaya sanmohito jiva. This maya is illusion, is illusion to the jiva, to the living entities, not to Krishna. One who thinks Krishna as like us, they are mistaken. Mura, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhajananti mana mura. Manusim tanumasitam. Because I am come just like a human being, the rascals, muras, assets. Mura means assets. The example of mura described in our vernacular language, we condemn some person who is useless, gadha. So gadha, that is mura. Gadha, why he is condemned? Because he does not know his interest. He walks under one washerman and loads tons of cloth on the back, and the washerman gives a morsel of grass, and he stands the whole day, again carrying back the big tons of cloth. But why he is gadha? Now this grass can be had anywhere, but he is thinking the washerman is supplying me grass, therefore I must carry his burden, therefore he is gadha. He can get grasses anywhere, but he is thinking that this Mr. Washerman is so kind that he is giving me grass, so I have to bear his cloth. So the Kurmis, they are like that. They are thinking that unless we work, we cannot get our grass. Therefore, they have been described in the Shastra as asses, mura. Mura rāvijāna. So these muras, these asses, they consider Krishna as one of us. Abhijānanti māna mura, mānusim tanumāsitam, parambhāva-bhajānanta. Parambhāva-bhajānanta. They do not know what is the value of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is there to teach people to understand properly Krishna. And what will be the result? The result will be janma karmaṃcha me divvam jo jānāti tattva. If anyone simply understands Krishna, why he comes here? Jada jada isanma sadglani bhavati. Tadatmanam sijamaham. So this is dibbam. This is not ordinary birth. Ordinary birth, then why not only in India and other parts of the world, the Krishna's birthday is celebrated very pompously. If you would have been an ordinary man, then why people are interested? No. Therefore, janma, his janma is dibbam. That is transcendental, that is not ordinary birth. Therefore you worship the birthday of Krishna, everyone, every Hindu, every Indian. Even Mohammedans, they also observe. In India, there are many Mohammedans. They also observe Krishna's birth. So, apasyat purusham purna. Krishna is purna purna. There is no lack of everything. Sarvaishasya purna. Six kinds of opulences. Riches, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. He is full. That is called purnam. Apasyat purusham purnam. And maya anchitas apasyam. This maya also there. But Krishna is not affected by maya. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijesa gunamai mamo maya duratvaya. It is duratvaya for the living entities, not for Krishna. Because Krishna is the controller. And we are controlled. Therefore in the next verse it is said, jaya sanvahita jiva. Jiva, we living entities, we are being controlled by this maya. Sanmohita. Sanmohita means illusion. Mohita means captivated. And sammohita. Sam means samma. Fully. Fully. We are, you see, all these conditions, so they are captivated by this material energy. Just like you, our Indian, you have come here so far. Many people go, I have also come, but the some of us, we have come being allured by maya, and some may have come for other purposes. So, generally, these jiva, the living entities, they are allured by this maya, the Vyasadeva saw. Two things, Krishna Dhipurusam Purnam and his illusory energy. So this illusory energy is not controller of Krishna. Just like darkness. Darkness, we have got experience. Here, at night, we are experiencing darkness. But there is no darkness in the sun. The sun is there in the sky. Because the sun is not here, therefore it is darkness. But as soon as the sun will appear in the morning, there will be no darkness. Krishna surya sama maya andhaka. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhika. You haven't got to drive away darkness by some separate endeavor. You simply get the Krishna sun rise up, then your darkness will go out. This maya will go. If you remain without Krishna consciousness, then it is said, jaya sanvahita jiva. He will be bewildered, illusion. Jaya sanvahita jiva, atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam, we are self. The spirit soul, we are covered by this body, trigunatmakam. This body means it is created by the material nature. In somebody the quality of goodness is prominent, somebody the quality of passion is prominent, and in somebody the quality of ignorance is prominent. So according to this, prominence of the particular modes of nature, quality, there is division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Where there is prominence of the quality of goodness, that is Brahman. When there is prominence of the quality of passion, that is Kshatriya. When there is prominence of the quality of mixture, there is mixture also, that is Vaishya. And when there is quality of the prominence of ignorance, that is Shudra. So everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. If you read carefully, then you will understand things as they are. That is our mission. We have published all these authentic books, Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you can read them. The human life is meant for that. That here Maya is deluding us. Jagatmahita jiva, atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam, I am self, I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God, I am eternal, I am ever illuminated. But I am thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am man, I am woman, and this and that. So, designation. So, bhakti means we have to become free from all these designations. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. This is called upadhi. Upadhi means designation. So, the Krishna consciousness movement means how to become free from these designations. That is Krishna consciousness. The whole trouble in the world is due to this designation. We are part and parcel of God. We very much intimately related with God. But on account of this designation, we are each other enemies. Even in far away country, the Europeans are there, the Indians are there, the Africans are there. But on account of this bodily designation, separate, European quarter, Indian quarter, this quarter, this designation. So, this is here, jaya sanmahita jiva, by this designation. All these living entities, they are captivated by this designation. Jaya sanmahita jiva, atmanam trigunatmakam. He is thinking that the spirit soul has become Indian, American, African, or bird, beast, or... No. He does not. Paropi. Although he is transcendental to all these designations, mani anartham, unnecessarily, they are creating separative confusion. Manate anartham, tat kritam cha vipaddate. And by that designation, he's thinking, I am Indian, I must act as Indian. I am European, I must act as European. Tat kritam cha abhivardhati. This is called anartha. Unnecessary. The spirit soul is originally part and parcel of Krishna. He should develop his Krishna consciousness and go back to home, back to God. That is his real business. But on account of this anartha, created designation, he is suffering. And he is trying to adjust things materially. That will never be possible. You go on trying to adjust things on the material platform. It will never be done. Durasaya. This has been described. Durasaya je bohirottamani. Nate vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. Durasayaje bahirattamana. This is durasaya. This hope will never be fulfilled. One must know it, certainly. If you want to be happy, if you want to be peaceful, if you want to be elevated again to your original constitutional position, then you take to Krishna consciousness and be happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Any connection between the karma of the heart and the sri guna. Yes.
See, what is the test?
Karma. The karma of the past, of the past life, and the people. When a person is born in such a home, whether he has done good deeds in his past life or not.
Karma is the result of your associating with the gunas. Just like disease, a particular type of disease is the result of your contaminating the germ of the disease. The disease is secondary, the first year contamination. There are three gunas. There is material nature. You can contaminate the tamaguna, then you get a body of tamaguna. If you contaminate rajaguna, then you get the body of rajaguna. And if you contaminate or associate with sattvaguna, then you get a body like that. And if you become transcendental above all these gunas, then you become situated in your origin and spiritual position. This is the way. Therefore, our duty is how to avoid the base contamination. Just like you try to avoid disease, you take vaccine. Similarly, if you try to associate with the best quality, modes of material nature, goodness, that is safe for your liberation. And if you contaminate the other two qualities, rajaguna and tamaguna, then you will be more and more entangled. Now I may have this nice human body, but if I contaminate tamaguna, the next body may be dog's body, tamaguna the animal body, then tree's body. There are so many, 8,400,000 of bodies. Tatha dehantara prat. So, in the human form of life, we should be conscious of what kind of association we shall accept. Therefore, we are trying to give association of Krishna consciousness. If you take to this association, then you remain uncontaminated by the material qualities, Krishna consciousness. Then your original spiritual constitution and position is revived, and you go back to home, back to God. Yes, that is not very difficult to understand. Just like in your Jonas Bath, there are so many people. Why not all of them come here? Some of them might have gone to the liquor shop. Some of them might have gone to the hotel. So it is your option. The three qualities are there. Now, it is up to you where to go. But if you know that by associating with the Krishna conscious people, you will be benefited, get knowledge, then come here. And if you do not know in ignorance, then go to legal shop, hotel, restaurant. So, after all, we are part and parcel of God. God is fully independent. And we are minute part. The same example, that this part is minute portion of the fire. It has got the burning capacity. Not exactly like God, but it has got the godly power. There are so many examples, this morning I was discussing, that you are living entity, part and parcel of God. You have created on aeroplane 747 with 500 passengers and many tons of loads of things. It is flying. So that is your creation. And God's creation is this planet. This is also running 1,000 miles per hour. And so many big oceans, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and so many big mountains, it is also carrying. It is also floating in the air. And the 747 is also floating. That is your creation, and it is God's creation. That is the difference. The quality, but not full, not purno, therefore, purusam purno. God has got the full planet. Not only this one planet, there are millions of planets floating in the air. You can see the sun planet. It is 1,400,000 bigger than this planet. That is also lying in one corner. So that is God's creation. You can create a teeny 747, that's all. Therefore, your power is there, the similar, but very, very small quantity. So we have to take care of our teeny power, just like this spark. The spark, phat, but it will be somewhere other, falls down from the fire, it is extinguished. It is extinguished. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God, the spark. If we remain with the fire, it is beautiful. And if by chance you fall down, then you are extinguished. Your brilliancy, the fiery quality, becomes extinguished. So our present position is like that. We are forgotten or fallen from God. So our, that little burning power, that is also extinguished. Now we have to revive it. Back to home, back to Godhead. Then you become happy.
But I would like to ask the Swami Krishna, Swami, I'm sure you're quite aware that the Western world especially has been looking for a new utopia in various systems, such as economics or policy or whatever it is. But I'd like to ask the Swami, what is the answer to the India in the quest for this utopia?
Why you are bringing India? Krishna is speaking not for India, for everyone. What is this question?
What is the Eastern or Indian understanding of utopia?
Utopia?
Perfect society.
Yes. Perfect society is Krishna consciousness. If you accept Krishna as the center, just like in a family, if you accept the head of the family, your father, as a guiding principle, the family is happy. And if you disrupt with the opinion of the father, somebody goes away, somebody is not happy, the family is distorted. Similarly, if you agree with the instruction of Krishna and God, the whole human society is in peace and prosperity. If you don't agree, disagree, then it is deception. The instruction is there in the Bhagavad Gita. You take it, you agree to it, and you become happy in this world and next world.